Hey, this is Eli in Japan and Bernie in Ireland. We're discussing the monetization sites on the blockchain, specifically Steemit, S-T-E-E-M-I-T. And yes, Bernie, I'm on Steemit. I'm Steemit / E-L-I-G, E-L-I-G. And I have followed Vincent over there. I think I followed Sylvia as well. And here is your message I'm echoing from version 2. Voice messages which don't show up in version 3 voice messages, so I'm just putting it here for posterity's sake. It says, do you know Steemit?
Eli, hey, it's Bernie in Ireland. Have you heard or followed Sylvia's Aloistic artist stuff concerning Steemit?
Aloistic.
They've gone down the route of showing how you can monetize content by...
Good for them.
Getting donations from people who come through the system where you post the content or
crowdfunding, everything.
Steemit is it's a blockchain type of function. It works well. They've made about $4 or $5 over there on it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Are you listening to Sylvia at all?
Yes. Mostly on Bottle.
She's explored this concept before. And Anchor, for what it's worth, they're ramping up ways of trying to get stuff out there that people listen to. They've got a whole group of people responsible for that.
Good. Who are they?
Steemit.
Okay, that was Do You Know Steemit? And Bernie, or everyone, if you're not familiar with Steemit, it takes a little while to sign up. And they have a sister site called DTube. D, capital T-U-B-E. And it looks just like YouTube, but it's a little bit different. And there's some quirks there, but it's definitely a good way to monetize your things, and people will like upvote. So it's based upon content being king, meaning if it's good content, people upvote it. If it's bad content, if it's copied, if it's just you're just regurgitating something, then they'll downvote it. So you get paid to play. Instead of paying to play, you get paid to play. And Vincent has been very supportive of me over there. He's got like 3,000 followers. And so we're trying to do some sort of collaboration there. And yes, Bernie. So I'm answering voicemails, call-ins now via episode segments because I can play that. And I will do this also on version 2. So there might be a similar episode on version 2, but it'll be called something else. This is Eli in Japan on the 8th Sunday of April, and looking forward to going forward with good stuff. Let's focus on the content.